This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Security forces in Myanmar appeared to use lethal force as they intensified their efforts to break up protests a month after the military staged a coup. At least four people were reportedly killed on Sunday. There were reports of gunfire as police in Yangon, the country's biggest city, fired tear gas and water cannons while trying to clear the streets of demonstrators who are seeking to have the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi restored to power. Reports on social media identified one young man believed to have been killed in Yangon. A violent crackdown also occurred in Dawei, a city in southeastern Myanmar, where at least three people reportedly were killed during a protest march. Hong Kong police have detained 47 pro-democracy activists on charges of conspiracy to commit subversion under the sweeping national security law. The former lawmakers and democracy advocates had been previously arrested in January, but they were released. They've been detained again and will appear in court on Monday. They allegedly violated the new national security law that was imposed by Beijing for participating in unofficial election primaries for the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's legislature last year. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in the city of Orlando, Florida on Sunday. In the lead up to the event, the conference organizer told British broadcaster Sky News that he believed the former president would use his address to take on people, quote, who have said some rather unkind things to him. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban demanded Sunday that the United States and its foreign military allies leave Afghanistan by May 1st. The departure would be in line with a peace agreement that the insurgent group signed with Washington a year ago. The Taliban warning any attempt to change the path is already doomed to failure. In a statement released to journalists and on its website marking the first anniversary of the February 2020 accord sealed in Doha, Qatar, the Taliban claimed they have fully adhered to the understanding aimed at ending two decades of Afghan war. It called on Washington to honor its part of what the group described as an historic deal. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is currently reviewing the deal his predecessor sealed with the Afghan insurgency, deciding whether to pull the remaining 2,500 American soldiers from Afghanistan to close America's longest war. NATO-led U.S. allies have fewer than 10,000 troops left in the country. The U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have anxiously awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The virus has already killed more than 510,000 people in the U.S. and is mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. One dose was 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a massive study that spanned three continents. President Biden scored his first legislative win as the House of Representatives passed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package early Saturday, though Democrats faced challenges to their hopes of using the bill to raise the minimum wage. Democrats who control the chamber passed the sweeping measure by a mostly party-line vote of 219-212 and sent it on to the Senate, where Democrats planned a legislative maneuver to allow them to pass it without the support of Republicans. The American Rescue Plan would pay for vaccines and medical supplies and send a new round of emergency financial aid to households, small businesses, and state and local governments. Democrats said the package was needed to fight a pandemic that has killed more than 500,000 Americans and thrown millions out of work. More for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.